She's Liz Glenn, and she's here from Los Angeles.
And I've been here for the last 6 weeks with about a week and a half left to produce an exhibition.
That exhibition happens three times a year when the artists from the ArtPace Artist in Residence program finish their time in San Antonio. The last thing they do is present their work to the San Antonians who have, in a small way, helped shape it.
I've had a really wonderful experience working with the local fabricators. So there's a carpenter named Reagan Johns who's been doing just really beautiful work on one of the pieces, and I've developed a very close relationship with Clay World, where I've been firing my ceramic work. So I've been in there so often that they've suggested maybe I should get a job there.
I asked if her time at ArtPace may have altered the course of her work.
It's too soon to know, but I do know that I think the work that I've made at ArtPace is only the beginning of a much larger project.
That work and the work of the other two spring artists in residence will be revealed next week.
Next Thursday at 6 o'clock is the opening to the public.
Francesca Rattray directs ArtPace's communications. She says at the 7 o'clock artist talk, much is revealed.
What the artists' motivations were, what their influences were.
The whole thing is free and open to the public at the 445 North Main Street location, but there's also an additional event.
For members only, we have food and drink on our roof. If the weather holds out, and it looks like it may, it'll be really great to go up there and look over the city and have a few drinks and meet other people interested in contemporary art.
More on ArtPace's residency program at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.